VOA News, I'm Michael Brown reporting. In what federal prosecutors are calling the largest college cheating scandal in the United States, dozens of parents, including two Hollywood actresses, are indicted after allegedly paying thousands of dollars to a college counselor to help their children get into elite universities and colleges without merit. Prosecutors say William Rick Singer of California pleaded guilty to orchestrating the scam and is named as a cooperating witness. Authorities say he earned more than $25 million by connecting parents and their children with test administrators and college coaches who took their cut for endorsing bogus applicants.
I feel bad because I don't think they knew that their parents were doing that. And I think that's embarrassing. Like, you're going to college. That's a fun thing. And now, you know, it's embarrassing. I don't know. But it's wrong, and I feel bad for the kids.
One FBI official said the parents flaunted their wealth, sparing no expense, so they could get their children up for success, or rather set them up for success. The administration of President Trump is resisting growing domestic and international calls for it to ground a new American-made jetliner that has crashed twice in 6 months, killing nearly 350 people. Officials from Boeing, the maker of the 737 MAX 8 aircraft, said President Trump was reassured by the company's chief executive officer that the aircraft is safe. But some U.S. lawmakers believe dozens of the 737s in service here in the U.S. should at least be temporarily grounded. Two labor unions representing flight attendants have also added their voices to the calls for temporarily halting commercial use of the 737 MAX 8 jetliner. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British lawmakers will vote again Wednesday on whether to leave the European Union, a day after rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's latest effort to set the terms of Britain's Brexit deal to split from the EU on March 29th. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay said on Wednesday that a failure to leave the European Union would be catastrophic for the trust and Britain's democracy.
But we've done a huge amount of work to prepare for no deal, but there's no getting away from the fact that no deal will be disruptive.
Meantime, Prime Minister May is urging lawmakers to adopt the deal she negotiated on Monday with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker for legally binding changes to ensure that the border between EU member Ireland and Britain's Northern Ireland would remain open after Brexit. The U.S. Special Envoy for policy in Venezuela says the Trump administration will announce very significant sanctions on Venezuela this week. Elliot Abrams spoke after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Tuesday the U.S. is closing down its embassy in Caracas and bringing all remaining diplomatic personnel home. Pompeo said the decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Meantime, opposition leader and self-declared President Juan Guaido is denying the allegations he was involved in the disruption of electrical service across the country. Guaido says government corruption and mismanagement are the cause. The United States denies President Nicolas Maduro's claim that a U.S. cyber attack on a hydroelectric dam cut off power to nearly the entire country. The most senior-most Catholic to be convicted of child sex abuse is heading to prison for up to 6 years for molesting two choir boys in a Melbourne cathedral more than two decades ago. The Victoria State County Chief Judge Peter Kidd on Wednesday admonished Cardinal George Pell before sentencing.
There is an added layer of degradation and humiliation that each of your victims must have felt in knowing that their abuse had been witnessed by the other. You may have thought you could control the situation by reason of your authority as Archbishop, whether or not that belief was well-founded. Such a state of mind would have been extraordinarily arrogant, but the offending which the jury has found you have engaged in was, on any view, breathtakingly arrogant.
The judge said Pell must serve a minimum of 3 years, 8 months before he is eligible for parole. Pope Francis' former finance minister had been convicted by a unanimous jury verdict in December. The 77-year-old denies the allegations and says he will appeal his convictions at the Victoria Court of Appeals on June 5th. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.